I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Now listen, food hasn't been medicine for 2,000 years, and let's be honest, it still isn't. But we do know this, you can live better if you eat better. At Fork U, we dive into the science of what you're eating, help you avoid the grifters, and give you the tools to separate evidence from internet ego. We teach you about food. We teach you about medicine. And while I'd love to tell you that you can reverse heart disease with kale and quinoa, the truth is, there are better medicines than food. That doesn't mean food isn't powerful. It just means we're honest about what it can and can't do. Our mission here at Fork U? To bust myths that clog your feet and your arteries. To make sense of the madness, from conflicting headlines to influencer nonsense, and to give you reliable, evidence-based, science-based insights into nutrition and health. We scour the latest research, distill it down into bite-sized episodes, and serve it up in a way that's science-forward, snark-approved, and always referenced. That's right, we bring the receipts. Every claim is backed by peer-reviewed studies, and you'll find them all on our blog at forku.com. But we don't stop with the new. We also look back. Over the past few years, we've revisited foundational studies in nutritional science. We unpacked the 7-country studies. You know, the one that every keto loves to criticize, but nobody's actually read? Spoiler alert, it didn't compare countries. It followed groups of people in villages, real people with real data, for decades. It didn't cherry-pick data. It harvested insight. We dove into the so-called French paradox, examined how cultural eating patterns shape disease risk, and even told the story of the surgeon who helped discover the first vitamin. That's right. Before vitamins came in gummy form, they were discovered by a scalpel-wielding pioneer. And we're not done. In upcoming episodes, we'll continue digging into the newest research, from GLP-1 meds and gut health to ultra-processed food and what the heck natural flavors even mean. But we'll also keep turning the pages in nutritional history because if you don't know where food science came from, you'll believe anything from somebody who has a six-pack and a podcast. Speaking of which, I also like to expose those shirtless salesmen of supplements and scams, the ones yelling at you on Instagram while selling you the dehydrated buffalo hearts. They didn't test them. There's no real nutritional value in them, just hype and abs. And suddenly, they're nutrition authorities. Please. If your business model depends on flexing instead of facts, you are in our crosshairs. They sell snake oil disguised as ancestral wisdom, but the only thing primal about it is marketing. We bring the science. We bring the sarcasm, and we'll bring the truth. So if you're tired of trying to figure out whether carbs are evil, if seed oils will kill you, or whether kale is a conspiracy, welcome to Fork U. Let's eat smarter. Let's myth bust louder. And let's get cooking. Hey, if you've been listening to Fork U for some time and a subscriber, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Please give us a review on Apple because that helps people to find our podcast and serve our mission to really give good information to the world. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. And as always, eat well.
Producer Evo Terra here. Just letting you know that Dr. Simpson, while he is a fantastic doctor, he does not have a six-pack. Sorry to burst your bubble.